Welcome to Pork Fried Dice, a podcast in which a group of friends play Dungeons & Dragons together, facing the horrors of the fantasy world before them with unflinching solemnity and stoicism. Or not. Featuring Katie as Will, Greg as Lank, Abby as Rafina, Alex as Batwack, and Eric as Nick and as Dungeon Master. Hold on to your haversacks. Let's roll.
He's above what we need. And I was like, well, that's sort of flattering, but also really pisses me off.
Yeah, right?
Very annoying, yeah.
I mean, yeah, I'm overqualified, but shit, okay, fine.
Yeah, that's really, really annoying.
I guess they worry that you won't be in the job for very long or something.
Right, yeah.
Lame.
But still, let him make that decision, employers.
Seriously.
There's a cost involved with hiring someone. It's pretty significant, too.
What are you even talking about?
What are you
corporate
asshole?
Are you?
What's going on?
Guy?
Being a jerk.
Guys, corporations are people, too.
Yeah, we should all be sensitive. Guys, we're such dicks.
I like it when when Katie and I both yell at Eric at the same time. That's fun. Let's do that again.
Okay. Eric, say something else that's jerky and stupid.
I can't do it.
The episode starts where Fina and Will are both killed instantly.
Oh my god, we're all alone too, so we... Right? We're alone.
Esmeralda's with you.
She's with us?
She's with you!
No, she is not.
Yeah, she is.
She went with
us? We're gonna have to really recap because I have no freaking idea.
Yeah, that's...
It's been a million years. What else is new, guys? I got my dice, I'm ready.
Previously on Pork Fried Dice! Not much really happened last time we played. The party finished up a night in the Cold Tower, made their way to the bridge that Lank and Bathwax scouted out the night before, encountered some mysterious dark-cloaked rider who eventually disappeared into nothingness. Bathwack was granted a holy vision within the raging river below, warning him that they are not what they seem.
Oh,
Then they continued on to have a brief encounter with a 9-foot-tall, evil-eyed goat Bloodhorn that they immediately named Bloodhorn Leghorn.
Bloodhorn Leghorn!
Yeah, that was the best!
Oh my god! I love that so much.
Yes.
Then they found themselves in front of the Amber Tamblin, and again, still not much really had happened last time. Lank, Bathwack, and Nick headed in first, following Victor, and eventually started to draw fire from something in the dark that seemed to be centered around a large statue with no face. And the other three, Esmeralda, Rafina, and Will, headed in after, but found no sign of the first four. Those four tried to engage whatever was attacking them, but the Dragonborn and the Dwarf were struck with fear, magic fear, and began to flee. Lank found an urge to do harm to some creature, any creature, building within him, and Bathwack was reminded of his fear of being separated from his tribe, and even thought he heard the jeers of his fellow Dragonborn calling him God Folly as he fled back into the Tamblin. Will and Rafina... Will and Rafina started poking around looking for their lost compatriots, and eventually they discovered the remains of what may have been a wizard, as he had a magical staff that Will snatched up. He first noticed that while he was holding it, it seemed to protect him from the harsh cold that permeates this Tamblin, and he decided to keep it, despite the fact that he felt like it was kind of tainty. Kind of tainty.
Tainty!
And then they noticed some bobbing, flaming skulls down the corridor, and understandably decided to go the other way, and then they heard a call from that direction saying, "Don't go, we're so lonely!" So, like I said, not really much happened last time. Really no need for a recap or anything, so I don't think I'm going to do one.
Ah, funny. Meh. You just did it, though.
What?
You just did a recap.
What are you talking about? I'm not going to do one. Much happened last time.
Actually, I feel like more happened last time than the entire time we've been playing.
Hmm.
Yeah, really.
It's almost as if that was part of the joke.
Oh, was it? I'm just saying.
Now, who's on roll 20?
Oh, not me. I guess
who's
I
who's on first?
I'm on my way.
Did you say tainty?
Tainty?
Tainty.
Kind of tainty.
Does it smell
Try
tainty?
To stay with us, Backwack. That was like 5 minutes ago.
Backwack.
Oh, God. I don't even know. Where is it? Here?
I don't know.
Whisper GM, I think I'm going to attack Will now. Oops, forgot the slash. Ah, that was a good joke.
That was a good one. Classic. Classic Bathwack.
Dude, this really, like, keeps the momentum going when you tell us about Roll 20, like, 10 minutes after you've done that. We're all real thrilled right now.
Some days I just, like, have this ideal that I don't have to remind everybody about everything. It's
this
a dream
is
I have.
And Dragons!
Why would we launch it? I have to sit through an ad.
An ad?
You don't have to sit through an ad?
No, but I use ad blocker.
Ooh.
Really? That would work on this? Ooh.
Well, apparently, because I didn't know there were ads.
It doesn't make you wait like 10 seconds?
I still have to wait, but I don't see anything.
Oh, I see. That's kind of cool.
It makes me blind for 10 seconds. I love my ad blocker.
It just shoots a needle out into each eyeball every time an ad's about to pop up.
Ad blocked!
I didn't realize that I should have sprung for the AdBlock Plus, which prevents ads from displaying on your machine. The free version blinds you. And I haven't seen any ads for several years. But you guys can't tell I'm blind, right? I mean, I'm doing pretty well.
I'm sorry, guys. So stupid.
Well, let's. You can work on that. We'll focus on the. You guys are kind of separated right now, so we're gonna focus on the other group here real quick.
What are they working on? Sorry.
She's just trying to get her Audacity back in working order.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, Lank and Bathwack, you're compelled to flee away from this thing that cast fear upon you, and as you do so, you see from the darkness another bolt of fiery energy shoot out, and it's going to target you, Lank. And that is a 26 to hit.
That would hit.
Yeah. So, that does 7 fire damage.
With a 26 to hit, I expected more than 7, but all right.
And then it is Lank's turn.
Okay. Well, I am fleeing.
Yes, though with the fear spell, you can't actually see this creature. So you can make a wisdom saving throw. You actually could have done this at the end of your last turn, but I did not realize that. So why don't you start with that? Go ahead and make a wisdom saving throw against this effect, since you can't actually see it. You get a chance.
Do I have any bonuses from proximity to Bathwack?
No, you're not close enough. Sorry.
No, I'm at 3.
Oh, that kind of fails. So yes, you are still compelled to move as far away from this creature as you can. Use your dash action and just go as far away as you possibly can. Unless there's nowhere to go.
Okay. And the sensation of wanting to kill or destroy something, did that come at the same time as the fear? I can't remember.
I think it was a little bit after. It was when you, at least when you first noticed it. You don't correlate the two, at least immediately, no.
Okay. Then sort of shouting over my shoulder again to Nick to get away from it, even though he ignored me last time.
Yep.
I guess this is as far as I can get.
Yeah, there are a set of closed double doors there right next to you, which you could try to open.
I will try to open them.
They are locked.
You.
Am I fearful enough that I'd be like trying to get through them anyway?
You could, yeah, I mean, you could try to make a strength check, see if you can push your way through them.
26.
Whoa, he's so strong!
I'm a lot stronger than I am wise.
So even within your fearedness, as you're pushing on these doors, you're realizing that there's something up, like, they're like, the force that you put into that is so great that you feel like any regular lock would have just snapped immediately. You probably would have tumbled right through them head over heels. Hmm. That being said, you still have enough strength. You hear a snap and actually a small fizzle, almost as if something magical has been dispelled, and you are able to push those doors open.
Wow.
But just barely.
I just broke a magical thing with brute force. Okay.
Yep.
Ask for a refund, whoever had that installed.
So you push those doors open, and you reveal some corridor beyond, which I think you have plenty of movement left to move in there.
And I do.
You move in there, and what does that look like?
Let's see, what I'm assuming is a wall sconce that looks like a fidget spinner.
That's true. No, it's a fidget spinner.
Suddenly, length, courage returns.
It looks like
with my fidget spinner, I spin at thee. What?
You find yourself stumbling into what looks like an ancient catacombs. You smell the horrid perfume of the ancient dead. Stone niches along the walls of these catacombs hold human-shaped amber husks, bones, and tattered shrouds.
Amber husks?
That's what I said.
Like a husk of a person? Or like...
corn husks.
Yeah.
Are they
corn people?
It looks like whatever was laid to rest in here was laid within these amber sheaths.
Like a mummy.
Kind of, but not like... it's a
like
solid
a corn.
Thing. Like a corn.
Corn people. What the hell is going on?
You do notice that as you enter, there are here and there, like the fidget spinner you saw, that's actually a tall iron candlestick. And as you enter, the candles ignite,
ooh,
casting flickering light upon the walls and causing the amber to glitter. Pretty much every alcove you see with remains in it, the sheaths have been shattered. So it looks like something came through here, maybe looting or something like that.
Aww.
So there's nothing intact that I can see?
Not from your perspective, at least, yeah.
Okay.
All right, and then it is Nick's turn. And if anybody's looking, Nick is going to vanish around the back of this statue into darkness.
Whoa.
And then it is Bathwack's turn.
Nick,
could I see Link go through the doors?
What, Rick?
Who?
Huh? I don't think anyone heard anything.
I heard Alex's question. I didn't hear Greg's.
I didn't hear either.
Oh, I was just complaining that Nick never listens to me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And, no, you can't, well, probably not from the angle you're at. You could have seen him go into those doors, Bathwack. You're kind of peering over the railing. You're most of the way up the stairs to the balcony above. So you saw him kind of disappear into there. Maybe saw the candlelight suddenly appear as those candles flickered to life. But he's not directly in your line of sight currently.
Okay.
Does he save or whatever? Does he have to save?
And yes, you also retroactively get a chance to give me a wisdom saving throw.
Oh, this is from the end of the previous
turn? It would have been
turn?
At the end of your last turn, yeah.
Okay. 12.
That is not enough, unfortunately.
Ooh, look who's all wise and shit.
With 12. A 12.
Hey, it's four times what I got.
That's true.
All right, so I still need to flee.
Yes, you do.
All right.
On your steed.
Up the stairs. So
Bath
my action...
in here. I found husks.
So I can't cast any spells or do anything, right?
No, you have to take your action to dash.
All right. Well, crap.
Though I suppose if you had something that was a bonus action, you would be able to do that.
I don't think it is. Let me see.
Oh, and Lank, actually, now that I know about this, I can only kind of retroactively do it. At the end of your turn, you're still out of line of sight of whatever put this thing on you, so you can do another wisdom save.
Oh, do that now?
Yeah, it would have been it's at the end of your turn if you're not in line of sight.
3.
Oh my god.
I'm going to use a different die next time.
Yeah.
So I'm on steed, so
I think I can
get out the door.
Probably.
Yeah. So I think I'm out in front of the temple.
All right.
Oh my god. Wow. What a coward. Jeez. I wish Will could see. He'd be like, ha! Yeah, remember that time you ran away, Bathwack? Wah, wah. That one time. You'd never let him live it down.
And then you can give me a wisdom save, because you're definitely out of line of sight.
Yeah, well, I rolled a one.
Oh my god! It's going real well.
All right.
I run all the way back to Vallaki.
Will's like, take me with you! Yeah. Bathwack, please! I love your horse!
I like that Will is now Miss Piggy.
Yeah.
Bathwack! I'm going to go through one more round, and then we'll cut back to the other group. If anybody's in earshot, nobody is. Lank, it's your turn.
Okay, I'm gonna go right.
Lank's right or map right?
Yeah.
map left. Lank's right.
Chased by a bear.
You're so in character that you're there. I mean,
yeah, he is there. Good job.
So you turn the corner and you reveal more catacomby things. Another candelabra bursts into flame, controlled flame. You can see another turn down the way and then in the hallway.
I think I would get this far and see what's to my right. Okay. Map left.
You reveal, looks like another fidget spinner. More catacomby things this way.
Gonna finish the. I think I can get down to about here on a dash, since that's the only thing I'm doing.
And so you continue on through this corridor, and you reveal another fidget spinner and more shattered amber husks.
Poor Amber Tamblin.
They weren't much for decorating around here. Okay.
And then give me a wisdom save.
Oh, right. Okay, let's do a different one this time. This is 10.
That is not enough. You are still scared.
I tried.
All right. And then suddenly, Bathwack and Lank, you do not feel scared anymore. Mm-hmm. At all. Just like that. Snap. You feel that completely gone. As if it never existed. You remember it, but there's no vestige of it. It doesn't slowly fade away. Just in an instant, this feeling of fear has left you. And Bathwack, it's your turn.
The hell am I doing?
Yeah.
all right. Yeah, so I'm going to, before I do anything, I'm going to cast Protection from Evil and Good on myself. Mm. So hopefully I will be immune from being frightened again.
That'd be good.
We'll see. Right, and so, I mean, that's my action. I guess I can still move. So I'll go in at the normal pace for steed, which I can't remember.
It's 60. 60, I think.
Yeah, so I'm going to go back, well, as far as I can on a turn.
Cool. Go for
30,
it.
30, 40. Wait, so Bathwack made it all the way outside the temple?
He did. He went right out the front door.
Did he see any of the other party people?
He did not.
I don't know, what did I see?
An empty balcony.
Anything outside?
Just snow.
All right.
Snow's starting to pile up.
Where is everybody? All right, I'm back at the top of the stairs.
Cool. All right. Anything else on your turn? Are you good? Good. All right. Rafina and Will and Esmeralda.
Hi.
You were turned away from these bobbing, floating skulls when this plea came calling out to you from the darkness. Don't go, we're lonely.
Oh, that's right, I wanted to give them a hug. I forgot about that.
No, bad hugs. No, not time for hugs.
Shouldn't we just see what's going on?
There's flying skulls, and this guy's on fire, and they're on fire, right? You said they're on fire?
They are flaming.
Yeah, flaming, floating skulls, and this guy is burned.
Green flame.
Green flames.
Green flames? Mm-hmm. Green seems like a friendly color. Well, what do you propose we do? We can't leave them alone. Like, hello, why are you lonely?
No.
We've been here so long. Please.
Who are you?
We once were mighty wizards guarding this Tamblin.
Hard to take them seriously.
We have been cursed, doomed to haunt these halls.
What about this dead guy here? Or girl? Person? Dead person?
I don't know.
You don't know? You're on fire! This person was on fire!
Maybe something happened long ago.
Maybe! Sounds like you're a real bad liar!
Which of us are you speaking to?
I don't know! Who's speaking to me?
All of us!
Then I'm talking to all of you. I don't want to come any closer.
That's fine, we'll come to you. Just right there.
Oh god! I want to back out the door and use the door as a shield, and Rafina as my shield, too.
The funny thing is that no matter how ridiculous this conversation is, they've accomplished more than the rest of us did by going downstairs.
It's so true. Okay, well, tell us more.
Please,
I'm enjoying your accent.
Please, just come. Let us be near each other. We seek the warmth of life.
Oh my god, they're gonna touch you because you're warm, Rafina. Get out of there!
I have boundaries, you know, mister.
I'm a woman.
Oh! Okay. Well, still.
I'm so embarrassed.
Oh, they start bobbing down the hall slowly towards you.
No touching!
No touching! So, do you know of any remedy, or are you just looking for company?
Are you standing your ground, Rafina?
Well, I'm gonna sort of edge slowly away, but I still want to have a conversation.
Okay.
We're not fighting, right? I don't have to roll.
They haven't attacked you. I don't know about you.
As I look through my spells.
Flaming Skull Exploder, level 3.
I'm pulling out my book on nonviolent communication.
Will Scott, how to throw halfling under bus. Yep.
There we go. Oh god. Yeah, like I have a weapon because I have my billy club lit up. That's my light. But mm-hmm. I'm gonna hide that behind my back as much as I can while still seeing. But I'm still behind that door.
Good news. As they get closer, the flamingness of their skulls starts to illuminate the corridor.
That's beautiful.
So your light is not as necessary. And as they get closer, you see, in fact, these are just three skulls floating in midair. Looks like normal human-sized skulls. Ensconced in green flame.
Pretty.
And they bob up to you, Rafina. And they say,
"We don't know how long we've been here. What brings you here? Are you here to free us?"
Well, we don't rightly know. I'm getting distracted right now because you are just ahead. In fact, you are just a skull. Can you tell me how this happened to you?
There was a powerful lich that breached this Tamblin.
Did you say lich?
Yes.
Lich? What's a lich?
A lich is someone who... Let me give my shitty version. It's like someone who took their soul out of their body and put it somewhere else so that they could get powers and immortality, or at least longevity. I'm sure it probably varies from source to source.
This is Horcrux-esque.
Kind of, yeah. Have you ever heard of the term phylactery?
My lord, I feel like I just was born on this planet. No, I've never heard that.
A phylactery is a container.
How could you have gone through life without ever hearing that particular term? I mean, really.
Kind of like my last name, phylactery.
Kind of, yes, exactly. Maybe it has a similar origin.
Same root.
But a phylactery is what a lich uses to contain their soul.
But is it a finger?
Are these things liches?
No, they said, well...
We don't
not
know.
That you know of, no. That's not... Usually a lich kind of looks undeadish, looks like a person, but...
Well, this is a skull.
Well, but it doesn't look just like... It looks like a figure, like a humanoid or whatever they're... Unless okay. these were floating skulls in life, it's unlikely.
Okay.
But yeah, what was I saying?
I'm still... Okay. I think I understand
so
what
a lich is. Basically, you know it as probably evil... An evil, powerful being that...
Okay.
And the soul thing is probably, like, the most pervasive part of... Like, that's, like, their... That's what makes them a lich. Like, there's other stuff, probably, but that's, like, the thing. It's this soul storage separate from the body. It's kind of their... That's kind of their bag.
Gotcha. Okay. Okay, so I wonder if this lich... is what is causing all these problems in the world right now of this place. What do you think?
Well, this temple, it serves to store away dark powers, evil forces in the world. We were put here to guard this place.
Whoa, this is an evil temple?
I don't know what its current state is. We were put here... We were, again, powerful wizards designated to
protect
guard
evil forces,
guard this place and keep these things locked away, sealed away.
Oh, sounds like a likely story.
Good, I'm glad.
That was sarcasm.
What's that?
That was very literal.
What's that?
We've been here a long time.
Oh no, before language was invented. How do
before
you talk?
Before the invention of sarcasm, at least.
Like, when was sarcasm pervasive? Like, in the Middle Ages, like, did people know about sarcasm?
Oh, totally.
Like, when, though? Like, ancient Egyptians? Like,
I don't know.
Would they get
That's
sarcasm?
That's an awesome question. That's an awesome question.
How human is that, or how modern is it? Like, which is it?
Can apes be sarcastic?
This is all in character mode.
Are they all talking, or is it just one that's mainly talking and the other ones are just floating around?
Their mouths aren't really moving, so you don't really know. Sometimes you get kind of an echoey thing.
It's in our brains. Are you in my brain?
No, you're hearing us. We're projecting sound.
What? God, I hate this place.
Take care. He may still... We haven't seen him in a long time, but he may still be here. This
was
lich.
Was it Strahd? No? Because wait a second, Rafina, wait a second. I can't believe I'm being distracted and I'm talking to Rafina. I'm going to keep my eye on you, floating skulls. But Rafina, Strahd has a thing. Wait, Esmeralda, you're the one that told us this, but Rafina.
What's that?
I'm going to roleplay with you since you're an actual player.
I'm right here, dearie. What are you talking about? I'm standing right in front of you. I'm as present as the nose on your face.
Wow, she's in a much better mood than she was when we came into the temple.
Yeah, seriously. All of a sudden, she's all cheery. But you said in the notes that Rictavio had, you thought that Strahd had a crystal or an orb or something that took damage. Is that the same thing?
Yeah,
I don't know.
I'm not sure. I've dealt with many evil forces in my time. I've never come toe-to-toe with a lich, so I'm not particularly sure. Rictavio, or who should we call him that? Van Richten.
Oh, sorry.
Wait.
Yeah, Van Richten. Rudolph.
Van Richten.
Whatever the hell his name was.
Didn't specifically say that this was the sign that Strahd was perhaps a lich or had a phylactery. As far as I know, he is simply a vampire.
But can you have both?
Like, I honestly don't know.
Wow. More mysteries. Okay, I see you, skulls.
That's fine. We've been here the whole time. We're on fire. We're hard to miss.
I know, but I just don't trust you, because there's a... who? What happened to this person that we're presumably standing right next to still, since he's at the end of the hall?
I mean, we are tasked to guard this place by whatever cursed us, this foul creature, this lich. So, judging by the evidence here, and one kind of bobs down, and the skull kind of tilts sideways as if he's kind of looking at the remains, like, bobbing around. Yes, I think it's likely that we did this.
But why wouldn't you do it to okay, Rafina, and he's like backing away. Come on, just yeah. Close this door. Let's get out of here. They killed this guy or girl, and you don't even know why or
why are they conflicted about it now? Though I feel like we've got a foot in the door. Excuse me, Mr. Skull.
Yes.
I'm sorry, it's so incongruous, if that's the word I want. Can you tell me why you haven't attacked us yet?
I honestly don't know. Normally, as far as I know, anything that ventures in here, we destroy on sight. That's why it was so odd that when you came in here, we did not feel compelled to do so.
Huh. Well, thanks.
Perhaps you are...
we're the good guys, Rafina. See? I should be on the side of the good guys all the time in everyone's evaluations. Just take a note of that, Rafina, and tell everyone when we leave, if we ever see them again. Hey, did you kill a giant turtle when he came through here? And if so, thank you. But did you also kill Blank, a dwarf that came through here?
I don't know. If so, I don't remember.
You don't remember anything?
I don't remember killing this poor, poor soul.
Oh.
What if they're over there? Shh, Rafina, go look. I'll leave and you go look at the other end of the hall and see. Float back there, skulls. Something happened. Go over there and check to see if you see dead bodies over there, if you can't remember.
Back that way? Okay. We'll go back that way.
They're so cooperative, yeah. Will.
I know, but maybe when they go over there, we can leave.
They bob down towards the end of the hallway.
No, I don't see any remains down here.
Can we even trust them?
Well, they seem to be genuinely perplexed by not being able to be evil to us. So I tend to trust that. Hang on, though. I'm trying to think of some ideas. And I take out a blanket from my backpack. Oh, Mr. Skull!
Yes?
Here's a nice warm blanket. Would you like me to put it around your temples?
I think my temples are quite warm enough, thank you very much. They're
but
on
you
fire.
Told me you wanted warmth.
The warmth of human interaction.
Oh.
We're so lonely in this forsaken, desolate place.
Maybe next time don't say warmth, because I thought you meant, like, our bodies, and you wanted to collide with our warmth.
Thank you, I'll take that note.
Unless, of course, Rafina figures out some way to release you, which I'm guessing is what she's trying to do right now. That's her thing. She's
well, I already
nice.
Tried... let's see here. Yeah.
Hmm.
Well, would you like to join our party?
I would love to travel hence from here. I don't know that we'll be able to leave this room.
You haven't been able to in the past.
I don't believe so. Though the doors have always been closed as far as I know, though this person got in here. I don't know.
Any idea how or what is keeping you here?
Whatever cursed us and caused us to take on this state.
So you were here to protect something bad from the beginning. You were just wizards that were human, and or whatever race you were, and then...
I was a tiefling!
Okay!
I was a gnome! I was a human!
Okay, so were you forced to be here then? Were you, like, tied all the way back
then? No, this was our pledge.
You wanted to be here. You were not forced to be here. How long ago, do you have any idea how long ago that was? Like, how long have you been skulls?
And all at once you hear
oh God.
Them say... all at once you die! all at once you hear them say simultaneously, 2 months, 7 years, and 4,000 years.
All of them. Oh, they all have different perceptions, or have been here that long.
And then they start arguing amongst themselves.
Oh.
That's not how long it's been. No, it's been this long. How could you say it's only been two, whatever I just said?
2 months. It's obviously been 10,000 years.
Mm. Well, that's puzzling.
Yeah, I don't know how we're going to help them if they don't even know anything. Is there another way around? Do we have to go by them? Also, can we leave?
There are doors down on this end that you could go through. We didn't see your friends, but maybe we just don't remember. I don't know.
Well, don't you get on with it or not? Why are we dilly-dallying here?
I said I want to leave.
Fine, let's all go. Where are the rest of you?
What about the skulls? All right, we'll come back and we'll see you again, skulls.
Okay.
Thank you for not hurting us.
Yes, I'm glad that we didn't.
Aw, this is really touching.
Well, what's beyond those doors? Do you have any idea, recollection of how this temple works?
They're closed. I don't know.
They're closed, and you have no hands to open them. And you didn't see a giant lizard thing and a dwarf come through here.
Not that we know of, but I don't believe that our recollection is reliable at this point.
Clearly. Great. Is there any way to see whether there were, like, footprints that we... That doesn't make any sense. But there's ash, presumably, from this dead body. I'm still trying to roleplay. I know Lank and Bathwack aren't here, but I'm just trying to see if I would go that way.
Well, you've been kind of all within the ash and stuff like that, so at this point, looking
great
for footprints would be kind of...
No Sherlock in it.
Mm-mm.
No Sherlock in it. Gotcha.
You don't see any footprints. How about that?
I mean, what do you want to do, Abby?
I guess I'll go with you guys. If you're going to leave, fine.
Like, of course.
I don't know that we can leave and continue on our quest without the rest of the group.
Who seem to be
somehow lost within this temple.
Well, have we just tried yelling?
We have tried. Let's try to yell. Since these friends...
Lank! Bathwack! Nick! Victor!
I thought he went back up. I think he went out again. We told him to... I think they told him to stay at least on the balcony.
You didn't see
Victor. We didn't. Oh, yeah, that's true. Never mind. I thought we all came in and kind of discussed Victor, but I think we all just disappeared immediately as we came in. Okay, cool.
You three didn't see the other four.
Okay.
Hello!
You get no response.
All right, we're gonna just have to. We're just gonna.
Maybe
have
we
to.
Should just go by the skulls. I don't know. Like, can you remind us what was on the other side? There was a reason we kept going back and forth across the hall.
You just saw a dark hallway.
A dark hallway.
With some marble, cracked marble floor.
Well,
you didn't see any bobbing,
go
glowing,
past
flaming.
The friendly skulls, Rafina, or go back to dark hallway, cracked marble floor. If we have to find the rest of our group, we have to choose one of them, presumably.
Okay, fine. Let's check the door.
This door?
No. All right. Oh, that's what you said.
I know. I was just giving up. Oh, the other option is leaving entirely, which I have said multiple times.
But we need to find our friends.
Right. Hey, can you open the door and let Bernard go take a peek?
Yeah, let me do that. Let me just open the door if it's unlocked.
Send another one of your siblings to die. Great.
Who said that? Oh, you?
Bernard did.
Bernard. Hey! Die! You're a dog. Sniff around.
I'm just a dog to you, I see. Okay, let's go.
Yeah,
he
wow.
starts trotting down the hallway.
You're a little pissy today. I feel like you were like this last time.
So what door are you opening? The far door?
The one that is behind the skulls.
Okay. All right, so...
Are we in the right place on the thing? Because I...
Your icon
my
hasn't
character's
moved.
In my character, okay. That's
you're
fine.
Outside still. You're where I want to be, but...
All right, dudes.
So the door opens. You see firelight pour through from where you are. Candlelight, probably. And he says,
Oh, there's a...
There's a huge table with chairs. It's a dining table. It's covered with food. Oh, it smells so good.
What?
Ooh.
No, that's weird. Bernard! Oh, no. And I relay that to Rafina, but I'm like, that sounds weird.
Probably a trap, but let's check it out.
No.
Do we see our friends in there?
There's nobody in there.
Okay. Mm,
I smell gravy.
Hello! Well, I'm not very hungry, so let's go the other way. Right? Well, isn't that what you wanted to do?
I don't know what I want to do. I just want to leave.
You're not hungry, are you, Will? I did run out of my piece cheese, I'm sorry.
I don't know what's safer, but let's go, I guess. I don't know.
Where are you going?
To the room, I guess.
That
I
Bernard know. Is looking into?
What do you think, Abby?
Oh, me out of character?
Yeah.
I don't see any draw for going into the room, even though it smells good and is lit up. Because our friends aren't there. That's the whole purpose of us searching around.
Can he see any other doors in that room? Can he see that there are any other...
Yes, there's another door to the right, sort of on the right wall.
It keeps going.
Do we want to go into that door just to... Because we know it's a shortcut? I assume we know it's a shortcut, right? Because we have some sort of spatial sense from where we came, from whence we came. Will, you seem very tentative.
The problem is, we've already gone back and forth across this hallway, and I know that they didn't, we were just over there yelling down that other dark hallway and no one answered. The only other option, if we want to stay in here, which I do not, but we could go down the stairs into the darkness, and I don't really want to do that. So I think lit room might be best, except this all sucks.
So okay. I will go where you go.
Oh.
All right, so you're heading to the lit room.
Okay.
Lank!
Yes?
Good morning. It's your turn.
Hey. Well, so I'm no longer afraid.
Correct.
I am going to go back and look down... Well, I think... No, I would go back... I think I would take a dash action and go back to... Help
toward,
Nick.
Towards the middle. Okay. So you're going to head thread your way back through the catacombs.
8, 9, 10. It takes me back to the fidget spinner.
There we go. And you can actually see through the doors, which I'm assuming you've left open, because you would not have closed them in your fear, back into the room, and you have dark vision, so you can see the way your way back to the statue. And as you get there, you see something fall from the top of the statue, smash off of the outstretched hands in front of it, and thud to the floor.
I'm sorry, that it cut off on my end for just a second. I see what smashed to the floor?
Some sort of figure, looks like a creature of some type. It's hard to tell from this distance. Fall from the area of the head of the statue, smash off the hands, and thud into the floor.
I'm going to call out to Nick.
And Nick replies, he says, I got him! I got him!
You got who? You got what?
I don't know, there's some weird thing up here. It was trying to... That's what did the spells. I snuck up behind him and I stabbed him in the back of the neck.
Oh, well, are you okay?
Oh, I'm good. He's not.
Okay. Yeah, well...
Don't mind.
Good job. I'll come and take a look once I have more actions to take.
And, Bathwack, you hear this from the top of the stairs. You hear the noises. You don't have a way to see in the dark, so you don't see the creature fall. You hear it thud, and you hear Nick yell this out. And I'll just tell you, for sake of expediency, that you all are out of initiative.
Oh, then I will approach... the figure. Nick's still up on the statue.
You can't actually see him.
Oh. Well, then I'll go... Wait, I can't actually see him.
You can't see Nick, no.
Okay. I'm going to ready my weapon, but walk into the room.
Okay.
Towards the shape. Whatever fell on the floor.
What about you, Bathwack? What would you like to do?
Well, so I'd like to go... Instead of going down the stairs... I'd like to go across the top of the balcony and look for Victor.
Okay. You do not see Victor.
Oh, Victor's not there.
No.
All right, well, then I'll go down. I'll shut down. Does it seem safe down there, guys?
It's safe! I got him!
I still can't see Nick.
No.
Nick, where are you?
I'm up in the head of the statue. There was a, if you go around the back, there was a staircase up inside.
Can you wave your rapier or something that, so I can see it?
You look up at that face, it just looks like darkness.
Oh, God.
Mm-hmm.
I'm coming down!
Okay. Be quick.
Okay. Are you guys going to stay back, or are you going to approach?
So the shape is right at the base of the statue?
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay. I'm not going to approach the whole way then until I see Nick.
Is my sword still illuminated?
Why was it illuminated?
I believe Victor cast something on it.
Yeah. Yes, it is.
All right.
Can Lank and Bathwack see each other?
I don't know if he can see you. Maybe. Well, if you go down the stairs.
Yeah, so I'm going to charge down the stairs, but I am going to approach the. I'm going to approach the bottom of the statue.
Okay.
Are you approaching from the left hand side? I'll approach from the right.
I'm approaching from the right. I'm behind you because I went around to check on Victor.
Oh, gotcha.
Across the balcony above.
Yeah, so I'm here.
Then I will move in this direction.
As you approach, the figure lying on the ground is motionless. Looks to be something in a hooded robe. Right, as soon as you get within 10 feet of the figure, Nick strolls around from the side of the statue.
Okay. Which side?
The right side.
Okay.
Is he dead?
I think so. Yeah, I stabbed him in the back and threw him out the eye hole. He's like some weird, like, fox-looking thing. I don't know.
Pretty awesome. I'm going to dismount and go up and make sure this thing is dead.
Okay. Yeah, if you investigate, it's definitely dead. And yeah, like he said, it's kind of like a fox-looking kind of creature. It has, like, it's furred, furry. It has long, pointy... ears, like a snout with teeth. It's holding a a wand, so it looks like it was clearly a magic user of some type. And you can see the wound in the back of its neck, as per Nick's description.
Let me search the body, I guess.
Okay. I mean, the wand definitely seems magical. Other than that, didn't really seem to have much on him. Sorry, I'm wrong. He's actually wearing gold spectacles, which you think could maybe be worth a little something. And you also notice that the robe itself seems to be probably magical and has oddly shaped, colorful patches on the inside of it.
I'll take these things unless I'm getting particularly evil vibes from them.
No, not necessarily.
Alright.
Not particularly, I mean.
Yeah, so I'll just, I guess I'll wrap the spectacles and the wand in the robe for now and put them in my pack, and then maybe later Will and I can look at them or something.
Best friends looking at cloaks and glasses.
Yeah, if we ever find each other again.
Yeah, I
don't kill you first.
Hey, you're the one who ran away. I'm so brave walking into a banquet hall.
So, Nick is like, well, yeah, you. Where were you guys? Like, where were you going? Why did you go that way? Is something happening over there? What's going on?
Whatever's up there was. Well, it was terrifying. I don't know how you even approached it.
Well, like I said, there was a staircase in the back. You just walk up.
I mean, it seems silly now. Look how small this thing is.
Yeah, well, I'm glad I took him out.
Yeah, so am I.
Yeah, I don't know if we could have gotten close. I'm still amazed.
So you were you felt the same thing, this like terror.
Me,
I was
yeah.
in. I would like points back at the doors to the catacombs. I was back in there before that wore off.
Lank, remembering the terror that this thing put in you, you feel. Give me a wisdom saving throw.
These have gone really well for me tonight.
Yeah.
Ooh, 18.
Yay. Okay. You suddenly had the urge to just lift your, what weapon are you wielding right now?
My Warhammer.
Warhammer. You had the urge to just lift this above your head and just crush this thing, the head, the skull of this creature on the ground into nothing. You even have a hand on the haft of it for a moment there, and then you are able to suppress said urge.
Huh.
So it's not a inclination that I have to obey.
No. But it took some effort to resist it.
Bathwack, do you sense any magic in this room? Along the same lines of whatever influenced us to run away?
You mean this that convinced us to run away?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know if I would be aware of that or not, but I mean, I have spells that protect against these kinds of things, so...
And now that the fear is gone, Bathwick, you actually feel, if you recall from last time, just sort of something just in generally just kind of inviting you into this temple overall.
All right. Yeah, so I guess I'm still... Yeah, I'd still like to explore this place. I think there's something here for us. And I think it's worth trying to overcome our fear to do that. But still, I'll cast Detect Magic and lay any fears Lank might have had.
Lank's going to sheath his weapon.
You'd like to cast Detect Magic to allay Lank's fears. Okay, got it. All right. Let's see. What would be magical? What's the range on that?
30 feet.
Okay. The head of the statue is pulsating with magical energy. You suspect that maybe there's a field of magical darkness that obscures what's up there, which is why you couldn't see Nick before and why you couldn't really see much up there. And I think that's about it within 30 feet.
He's talking again.
Lard.
All we heard was lard.
Yeah.
Did you all right, see
well,
the word
I don't
lard?
Know what's going on. I mean, I don't have... give me a second.
Okay, well, we'll skip back to the other folks. Rafina and Will. So you said you were going to head to the lit room, is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So you head on in there, and...
And I feel dread from this place, and Rafina feels good, or do mm-hmm. I feel nothing, right? I
yeah.
feel dread?
Mm-hmm.
Sweet.
All right. The room has been revealed. Torches and sconces illuminate a dining table in the center of the room. Covering the table is a magnificent feast that fills the hall with the rich smells of cooked meat, sweet vegetables, piping hot gravy, and wine.
Mm.
You just came through a set of amber doors leading to the hallway south, and then there's another set of double amber doors on the east wall of this room.
Is there a fireplace in here?
There is not.
And there's no one in. There's no one in here.
You see no one but yourselves.
And the food is hot?
Seems to be. You see it steaming.
But where's the food coming from? That's very strange.
This is some kind of trap.
I think so too!
Can I walk around the outside of the room and just, like, feel along the wall to see if there's some kind of trap? Like, investigate. Like, go cautiously so that I don't get shot in the ass with an arrow or something like that?
Sure.
What do I have to roll for that? Investigation?
That sounds like a good thing.
Okay. Oh, mother of God. 7.
Okay.
I rolled a 2.
So you begin a circuit of the room, and you don't immediately find anything that looks to be particularly trappy.
Hmm.
What does Rafina want to do in this delicious-smelling room?
She wants to open, with her open door spell, the other door.
Oh, okay. Door in the east wall.
Mm-hmm.
The door flings open, don't know if you're going to approach it or not. From here, it just looks like it opens into some sort of dark room beyond.
Hmm. I wonder if that's where the kitchen is. Yeah, I'm going to go up to where the door is open and peek through.
Do you have does Rafina have any kind of dark vision or anything like that? I forget.
I don't think so. I don't think so. But let me double check. I am naturally stealthy and nimble and brave and tricky. Oh no, lucky. That word is lucky.
Yeah. So yeah, you just see a dark room beyond. You sense that it is large.
A large dark room. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Huh. Can I take my magical staff that I'm borrowing to keep warm? And it looks like maybe there's a tablecloth on this table. Can I peek under it to see if Bathwack's hiding under there, like the coward he is?
Okay. as you lift your staff under the corner of this tablecloth, it passes through it.
Oh, yep. And then I'm just going to wave my... Because I have a spell like that. I'm like, look at this! Lies!
Sweeping it all across the table?
Yeah, well, I sweep it up through it, and then I pass it through, like, the top of where I am. Like, right... So I'm at the head of the table right here.
Mm-hmm.
And just, like, kind of all through that end. Not, like, running through the whole table, but just that part of it.
Yeah, it passes through all everything on your end of the table, just as if it's not there.
Wee! Why would this be here?
I'm looking at you now, right? I'm looking at Will. Oh, my heavens!
Yeah, this is a trap.
I guess I no longer believe that the kitchen would be this way. Can I see the crumbly of the... whatever that is, parapet.
You would probably be able to see that from. So yeah, if you look out, there is light spilling out from this room. That's a good point. So yeah, you see the there's a balcony beyond these doors that you just opened that do seem to be in quite a bit of disrepair. The edge is mostly crumbled away.
I don't want to go in there.
Yeah, I mean, you think it might hold you? You might not. You know, it's hard to say from here, and then it kind of just descends into darkness.
Gotcha. Well, I think we should go the other way.
Yeah, what's out there? Like, just darkness? Bad things?
There's crumbly bits of the structure. It's not very sound.
Okay, yeah, let's not go that way.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
I guess I'll... Are the chairs also an illusion? Can I pass my stick through them as well?
The chairs are illusory.
So I'm just going to trail, as I walk back to Rafina at the other end of the table, I'm just going to trail my stick through that.
Through the chairs?
Just through the whole thing. It's a staff, so
across
it can probably
table.
Go through. Yeah. Yeah.
Midway through the table, it thunks into a green copper ewer.
I don't know what that is.
It's like a pitcher.
It's a jar, a jug.
Hmm.
I see it in my crosswords a lot.
Yeah,
it's a good one of those words.
Yep.
And do I knock it over, or how is it standing there?
It depends on how hard you're sweeping your staff.
I guess, I mean, if I'm being true to what I was describing, I was walking with the staff out, just kind of passing it through, not really gingerly doing it. So at a walking pace, would I knock it over?
Yeah, probably. I mean, you thunk into it. It's not full. It's empty. So it thuds down and starts to roll, and then it catches on the handle and stops before it rolls off the table.
What? So there's a... Wait a second. This part isn't fake. What is going on?
What? Okay. What? I don't understand. Show me.
This ewer... Will would never know that word, I don't think.
I don't know. I think he's ordered plenty of things from Pier 1. He probably knows.
This pitcher thing is real.
Ah.
Can I hook the handle on my staff?
Sure.
And lift it up?
Mm-hmm.
Does it kill me?
Nope. You take a closer look at it, it's embossed with images of dancing bears, elks, and wolves.
What?
What's inside of it?
Yeah, what's inside of it?
Are you gonna?
It knocked. You want to look inside? Here you go. Look, and he holds it out for her to look.
Can
inside.
I see? You have to put it pretty low for me. Okay. Because I'm short. It's gonna slide right off your staff, and it's gonna smash.
I kneel, not kneel. Nope, I don't ever squat. I think that was a rule. Will never squats. I lunge.
Wow. I don't have a squat rule. Should I have a squat rule?
It's very important. That's the second decision you make with D&D character building.
I feel like I'm doing this all backwards.
Thanks for listening. Please leave us a review on iTunes and visit porkfrieddice.com to find links to us on Facebook and Twitter. Be sure to join us next week to find out what happens to your favorite adventurers as they muddle their way through our demented mindscapes.